Space News 67, lots of news today. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of February 28, 2025. In today's first piece of news, I must mention that we have detected 10 Orion Grey starships that were parked in a very high 700,000 to 750,000-kilometer orbit around Earth, which is well beyond the Moon's altitude. They had been there for 5 days now, doing nothing, they were just there. What is important about this and what I find quite odd is that, unlike what happens with any other visiting star race, the local Galactic Federation's authorities in the Andromedan Biosphere ship, Viera, have not informed us, the Irma, or anyone else about their presence. Of course, you know the cats, King Rua's top general, Korakas, the huge and impressive white tiger with heterochromia, inquired about why the local federation has not informed anyone about their presence. They answered that they hadn't informed anyone yet because their presence here was not yet understood, because the Greys had not finished interacting or talking to the Atorthan detachment, and those have not shared what they know about what the Greys were doing here yet, nor what they are talking to them about. The local federation also declared that the 10 Orion Grey starships are right beyond the altitude considered as Earth's airspace, or space-space, for lack of better words, and therefore were not in the obligation of informing all the star races currently close to Earth. Korakas insisted that it was a matter of pure decency and good manners to inform anyone parked around Earth about the presence of another star race, especially if any Federation members have had strong differences with such a race, as the Greys and the Atorthans historically have never gotten along well with the Irma. The local Federation's Andromedan representative with whom Korakas was talking stated that it was not his call, not his decision, not to inform anyone about the Greys' presence here. As always, Andromedans evade responsibilities. Korakas decently and politely demanded an explanation about the Greys in 24 hours, or they would take action on their own. Now, 24 hours have passed as of yesterday's late afternoon, UTC, and as the Irma cats didn't receive any Federation official statement as to why those Greys are here and why they are talking to the Atorthans, without saying another word, King Rua and his top general Korakas sent their dreadnought, Claw 44, and its fighter craft to monitor those Greys up close. The local Federation sent King Rua an urgent message instructing him to retract his forces, and Korakas responded back for his king, with this next message, quote, "As you have informed us, the Greys are out of the area designated as Earth's airspace, therefore they are in interplanetary space, and whatever we do with them is no longer of your jurisdiction or concern." End quote. The local Galactic Federation has not yet responded. What happened next, and just a few hours ago, is that 9 of the Grey starships graciously left the premises, or this area around Earth, opting for jumping into hyperspace other than facing the Irma. The 10th Orion Grey starship quickly moved away from the Irma dreadnought, Claw 44, using propulsion only, and descended to an altitude of about 400,000 kilometers from the surface of Earth, just slightly above the Moon, and well into the Galactic Federation's designated Earth space, and therefore, under their legal protection. The Irma dreadnought starship, Claw 44, remains in high Earth orbit patrolling the area with its fighter craft at this time, and as I write these words. The mighty Irma flagship, Avian 1, currently remains next to us, the Tejetan fleet, in low Earth orbit. With this super recent incident, we can again see how the Galactic Federation hides its agendas and evades responsibilities. Of course, they know what those Orion Greys were doing here, and nothing good for sure. Knowing the Atorthans, it may have something to do with some kind of social reset for Earth or on Earth. Yes, I am speculating, but it is an educated speculation. The Ermacats are still waiting for the Galactic Federation to give them their official statement about all this, and what aggravates this even more, is the Orion Greys' cowardly decision to run away, instead of stating their intentions, especially if they would be benign. As I see things, if they run when the cats appear, they are not benign and neither are their intentions. I feel it is important for the population of Earth to know about the presence of Orion Greys here, especially if they are in large numbers, as it acts like a deterrent to their plans. There are always one or two Orion Grey starships in Earth's orbit, mostly hiding in a low transit orbit corner, so to speak, yet this time they were here in force and number and with no less than 10 large military craft. They are up to something, and you must know about that possibility. I will keep you informed. Moving on to other things, the 22 arrested Galactic Federation officials have been given their sentences, which include a meager 5 to 10 year prison term for the Alfreton ones, who act and behave in a very similar manner to Earth humans, as they are more of the same, and highly influenced by Earth's culture and society. The Alfreton High Council members who were found cooperating with Earth Cabal representatives, and have now been imprisoned, have now been replaced by new ones. This was officially stated by the Alfreton Galactic Federation ambassador last Wednesday, 2 days ago. The two Thalosian ones were taken to their planet of origin supposedly to be punished in a Thalosian way, with forced labor for an undisclosed time. The Antarian ambassador Azed Nidia informed me last Tuesday that apparently, their entire High Council was now clean and working well. She showed herself to me in a very happy and positive mood when we talked, and reiterated the Antarian government's support for the Alcyone Council, the Irma conglomerate and us Tejitans. Even though all this is quite positive and reassuring, we must always take into account that the Galactic Federation acts exactly as the governments on Earth because they are one and the same, therefore they are tricksters and cannot be trusted. But having said that, it isn't as simple as classifying them as not trustworthy and a bunch of liars, although they mostly are, because, and as you can see if you have been following me for some time, all the space politics, exopolitics if you want, is extremely complex, so it is quite believable that at a certain level, the one we are at, no one has an accurate idea of the bigger picture. This means that we must also be careful when blaming people, because many Galactic Federation representatives, among other people, may be being honest. The Galactic Federation is extremely compartmentalized, that's why it is so dangerous, and therefore only those obscure and unknown overlords who control it would be the only ones who know what is going on. This is when we can see that we are also in a matrix just like the one on Earth, just bigger and more complicated. Yet, we many times can also see who is clearly to blame. Moving on to more related news, please put on your thinking cap as I cannot say things directly. The ongoing investigations into who is behind the recent invasion into Tejetan, Temerian airspace, which resulted in the murder of two of our citizens, Ragal of Tema and Xenial of Tema, have led us to find that the three Alfreton fighter ships used in such operations, and which belonged to the Alfreton military and government, took off from secret locations in the mountainous regions of western Mexico. We have detailed data on where, and with who those Alfreton pilots were interacting, as well as who were those Black Operations members who they transported to planet Tema to do their hideous dirty work. They are directly connected to the Cabal's government, north of this area, you know where, and their secret space program. The reason why they were, and still are operating from those extremely dangerous places in mountainous western Mexico, is because they work directly with mob members there, who manage and distribute the captured Tejetan young female citizens within their complex Lyrian human car traffic network. Please remove the word car from the sentence above for a better understanding of what I am trying to say. Right now, the whereabouts of those captured young Tejetans are thoroughly being researched, and a massive military extraction operation is not discarded. This is not optional, and the Galactic Federation must understand that it is necessary, and any obstruction to such rescue operations will be taken as an act of betrayal if not of war. If such an operation can take place, it will include rescuing other people in similar conditions whenever possible, but it will be aimed at Tejetan specifically. I will not leave my people behind. What I am very pleased to inform you is that this capturing of young Tejetan females has been stopped completely, since we augmented the security around the planets, mostly with no less than 50 squadrons of 6th generation, Susie-class fighter ships, which are being mass-produced right now, and have become the most numerous Tejetan fighter craft type. In the Tejetan Space Academy, in Talika City Tema, there has been a massive increase in young Tejetans enlisting to become fighter pilots, specifically, and they are being trained as we speak, with over 200 of them already having graduated as fighter pilots and in active service. As they became aware of the situation, the people of Tema responded with a lot of enthusiasm to join protective forces, so no one would bother Tejetans again. There is also a lot of enthusiasm in the Tejetan population for building new starships of any needed type and kind, which has resulted in a dramatic increase in new ships since I entered office as the Tejetan Queen. I have been accused by many people, up here and I guess on Earth as well, of being a highly militarized queen, and perhaps I am, I do not deny it. All I can say is that I am doing my best to protect my people, and whoever else I can, whoever needs protection and to the limit of my capacity, because the Galactic Federation is not only doing nothing while looking the other way, when protecting is supposed to be their responsibility, it is the most probable cause of all those problems. In a strange twist to this last statement, I am fully aware that Tejetans are Galactic Federation members, therefore we are also Galactic Federation. This means that I am only doing my job protecting my people, including the ones on Earth who are also my people, and whoever else I can. This also means that the Galactic Federation is not all evil, as I am doing my very best to be just the opposite, as I fight for what is right, and what is ethical, even if that goes against what is legal, because law does not go hand in hand with what is ethical and fair. I am doing my best to be as ethical and fair as I can, and I also accept having remilitarized and rearmed Tejetan. Ignoring a big problem and thinking that being positive and in a high vibration will make it go away, will do more harm than good if you are not proactive as well. Yet, we must never give evil something to bounce against in the manner they expect, because as the saying goes, if you wrestle with pigs in the mud, you will get dirty as well, and they will love it, and you won't. As I have said before, be very nice and polite, highly spiritual and loving, loyal to your friends and the innocent, help others in need as much as you can, be congruent with your own high ethics, but also carry a big stick, and make friends with other like-minded people who also carry a big stick. Like the Irma, for example. In the last piece of news for today, and talking about big sticks, I have a new one. Last Tuesday, February 25th, 2025, the Tejetan second generation Alcyone-class dreadnought starship, Atlas, arrived to join my fleet currently in Earth's low orbit. She made the trip from Temma in a record-breaking time of only 5 hours and 30 minutes, record-breaking for such a large and heavy starship, which usually would travel the distance in over 7 hours. There are no less than 3 Alcyone-class large dreadnought starships here now, the Alcyone herself, the Asterope, and now the Atlas as well, making a total of 8 Taygetan large starships in low Earth orbit. The mission of any Alcyone-class dreadnought is not only fleet protection but also to act as a political deterrent, as a strategy, as they do not need to shoot at anything to cause a positive effect and result, as their simple presence is more than enough. As a side note, I am fully aware that starships in hyperspace don't travel a distance as such, they rather frequency jump from one place to another, yet even that does take time and a lot of energy, and that is where the record-breaking comes from. I mention this so no one claims I am contradicting myself. The hyperspace frequency jumps, starship propulsion, time travel and sit, ship internal time are described in detail in other videos. Please let me know if you are interested in me describing all that again in a single new one. Where you can let me know, you may ask, well, use anywhere logical you can imagine, CIC Taygetan Intelligence has eyes almost everywhere. And I say this also as a deterrent for the antagonistic forces who may be listening to me as well. As always, I wish to thank my channel sponsors. Without you I could not have made these videos, I really mean it. No words are enough to express my appreciation and gratitude. You are keeping this channel alive. Thank you so very much. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.